Welcome everyone to Upwards. This is a special edition because this week is Cyber Smart Week. You are obviously hearing a different voice and seeing a different person than our usual host. My name is Amy Finlayson. I am the growth marketer here at Onwardly, and I am joined by Phil Howie, who is the founder and CEO at Onwardly. And today we're going to be talking about the four security and privacy tasks that you can get done this week. So to kick off, firstly, I'm going to ask Phil, what is Cybersecurity Week and why did we partner with Cert NZ on this?
Thank you, Amy. Thanks. And welcome to your first appearance on the Lead podcast. Coming to you, as Team Onwardly this week, we wanted to talk a little bit about Cyber Smart Week, which is being run by Cert NZ. If you don't know who Cert NZ are, they are our agency really that's designed to help people keep informed around incidents, cybersecurity incidents, and general information to protect themselves. So they work with businesses, they work with individuals, and they're really here to support us, and they do great work. They've got great social game, as you can see by the merch that kind of we're wearing and sporting this week. We've got pins, we've got printed materials, and they do some really, really great stuff. So we want to support what they're doing. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about some of the advice that they are putting out there, and we're going to support that and give you a kind of our own take on that and how you can do that in your world. So Cyber Smart Week happens once a year. It's a week long, and you can follow along the hashtag #CyberSmartWeek.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first tip we have is to strengthen your password game. Is our merch, or we can't see it with the blur? You want to talk a little bit more about that, Phil?
Yeah, so strengthening your password game. I mean, I think, you know, we talk a lot about passwords. They are the most common thing that we do to secure ourselves. And the common advice here really is to have long, unique passwords for every service that you use. So don't reuse the same password. Don't have a short password. You know, have long, unique passwords. How do you have a unique password for every single service you use? Well, you use a password manager realistically. So there are some great options out there, like 1Password or LastPass, and there are other options as well. Find one and use one. It's really, really good advice, and you can generate random unique passwords for everything you interact with. The reason why they should be unique is that if a service you store information has a breach, that password that you use may be leaked, and people can then use that password to unlock other services that you have. So if you have a unique one, then that password will never work for anything else. So really, really critical to have unique passwords. And passphrases as well are good too. So they don't necessarily have to be full of hashtags and weird symbols that are really hard to type. Length is actually a better indicator of complexity than just, you know, special characters. So that's why they recommend at least 15 characters, but generate them from a password manager and go from there. And that will help keep you protected.
Yeah. And similar to that is tip 2, which is power up by turning on 2-factor authentication. So that is obviously quite similar to your password. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So 2-factor authentication, or sometimes called MFA, multi-factor authentication. So we're all familiar with the annoying codes that we get sent, you know, sometimes via text message, but sometimes you put them into the apps. These are actually really, really important. Sometimes passwords are guessed or breached and used. But if you have 2-factor authentication on, meaning you have a different way to prove that you are who you say you are, then that makes life a lot more difficult for someone trying to break into your account. So turn this on for every service that you have if possible. So if you're a business, not just your email, not just your key systems, but every system if you can. So by protecting every system, an attacker can't escalate, so they can't use a minor system to get access to a bigger system. It's really, really important and foundational for protecting your identity online. Also, if your business accounts are protected but your personal ones are not, then it's a good idea to turn them on for personal accounts as well. So personal email, really critical. Sometimes people can breach a personal email account and then use it to talk to people in the business. So protect both business and personal accounts with 2-factor auth, and you'll be well on your way to protecting your identity.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just getting a code to an app, or it's getting sent a text message, right, to then put into So an extra layer, really, of password protection.
Indeed. And I think, you know, if you can use an app like Google Authenticator, there's lots of apps. It's a separate app on your phone. It's usually a bit better than a text message. You know, text messages do work. They're better than nothing. But you know, we've had examples of people inheriting other people's phone numbers and then being able to kind of reset accounts by that way. So I encourage people to use a separate authenticator app if they can on a separate device.
Yeah. And at Onwardly, our product, we obviously have 2FA as a default.
Indeed. So people ask me, does Onwardly support 2FA? Of course it does. It's actually on by default. So this is really important for us. It's important for our users. So we made a decision really early on in the build of the product to make sure that 2FA was just a standard part of what we do. So rest assured, if anyone who's using us, it's already on by default.
Yeah. And now our next tip is to update to full strength, which I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of not doing this. So this is a great time this week to actually get on top of this.
Indeed. So take a moment to restart Chrome. If you're one of those people that has a red update button sitting on the top hand side of your laptop, please just press it. Please update your browsers. Please update your operating systems. It only takes a second or a minute or two. It's really, really important. So, you know, operating system vendors, browser vendors, any other software, really important to keep that up to date. And ideally, if you can toggle things to automatically update and just sort of happens without you having to worry about it too much, then that's even better. Software is really complex and sometimes security holes are discovered in software. And so they're patched quite quickly, often by vendors. And it's really important that you take those patches and apply them to whatever you're using. If you're writing software as well, which many companies do, obviously this applies to all of your dependencies and your code libraries and things like that. So really important to make a habit of regularly patching those, if possible, keeping on top of those updates so they don't build up and become a major headache further down the road. I'm sure we've all been there before. Update things as regularly as possible. This is super foundational and an important part of just keeping the organization safe.
Yeah. And it's not just about updating things so you can get the latest updates and features. It's really about protecting yourself and your organization as well.
Correct. And that could be a side benefit, obviously, of keeping up to that, the latest. But sometimes, you know, there are whole older libraries, older versions of things just stop receiving security updates altogether. So you're actually sitting there and becoming more vulnerable over time. So what we do at Onwardly is we make a habit of really just regularly upgrading our libraries and dependencies so that we don't build up a really big delta that's hard to fix further down the line. I've worked in software stacks where we're 4 or 5 versions behind, and it actually becomes a real problem to update, almost impossible to do without down tools for months at a time. So regularly update things. You know, there will be a little bit of work in doing that, but you keep yourself safe. You inherit all the latest security features that they have. And it's just generally good practice to do so.
Yeah. And once you've done it, encourage other people on your team to do it as well.
Make a culture of it. You know, there's alerts and things you can subscribe to. You know, GitHub has some really good ones around your dependencies. So just make a culture of, you know, set aside the time. Maybe it's once a week, maybe it's once a month, or whatever your cycle is. Set aside the time and just do it. Make it somebody's responsibility. Incorporate it into your workflows if you're building product. And then it won't be this big thing you have to find extra time for. It's just part of the way you, much like writing tests, if you're not writing tests, you know, it's just part of the way we work. So.
Yeah, definitely. And then we're coming to our last tip, which is to boost your privacy defense. Tell us a bit more about that.
Indeed. So I think this is important, you know, on a personal level and in a company level. So I think what CERT are really advising here is to set social accounts to private by default, to limit the amount of personal information you're sharing with the entire world. You know, in the sort of early Wild West days of social media, we just sort of published our entire lives online without giving it much thought. Now, you know, I think our thinking has become a little bit more sophisticated. So, you know, setting Instagram accounts to private by default, you know, and just limiting how much of yourself you just put straight online, which will be there forever and is available to everybody in the world. I think that's smart. In terms of, you know, limiting who can contact you and the messages that you receive as well is really important, particularly for the younger folks amongst us who are just sort of getting into this world. From a business point of view, you know, privacy is about also the information that you hold. So you hold private information of individuals, often of end users, of customers in your systems and in many systems that you control. So this is a reminder to you know, take a look at your privacy statement, your external one. You know, make sure that you're being really clear about what you're collecting, what you're using it for, where it lives, and what you intend to do with that information in the future. People have a right to know and it's just good practice and it's doing right by the people that you have information on. So a really good reminder to take a look at that. Think about the information you're holding and make sure you take good care of that.
Yeah, even at the most basic level is just knowing your data, knowing what you're keeping and why.
Knowing where it lives, knowing what you have a lot. Many companies are surprised, would be surprised to know actually what they're collecting on people that could be considered PII. More than you think. So it's definitely a worthwhile exercise to map that out, to look at, okay, what do we have? Where does it live? It's a really great exercise to do.
Yeah, well, we went really fast through those four security and privacy tasks that you can get done this week. It is obviously Cyber Smart Week this week, so make sure you take some time out and really go through these four steps. It won't take you too long, and you can even encourage other people in the business to do it as well.
Absolutely. It's worthwhile doing, and it's worthwhile building this practice, to be honest, into your business on a regular basis. So take this week to start a practice that you perhaps do once a month or on the right cadence that works for you, but do it regularly and do it consistently. That's the key. If you need more help with this sort of thinking, Omnly, we have businesses build, manage and scale their entire security and privacy programs. And so this should all be part of a really good policy that you have in your business. It should be rolled out and should be part of the business cadences and practices that you already do. There's lots more involved beyond this, which people can apply as well. You can take a 7-day free trial of Omnly if you like. Just visit omnly.io and take a look. And if you want some more info, you can reach out to us and chat to us as well. We'd love to hear from you. But for now, take some time this week to really get back to the fundamentals and do those well first and foremost.
Yeah, definitely. So this is just one part of your entire security and privacy program, but it's a great place to start. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. And hopefully you've got hopefully some things you can action from this. And we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. This is Upwards, the podcast for security and tech leaders, brought to you by Omnly. Don't forget to rate and review wherever you get your podcast. And join us again next time for more on security, startups, and leadership.